Yes, Alfred?
To the bat phone, sir.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
It's Batman!
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to episode 101 of Batmania 66. That's a lot of numbers.
It's a lot.
I feel like ever since we got past episode 66, the numbers have been getting weird.
Yeah.
Numbers
are weird.
Yeah, math is hard, Barbie. This week's episode... I wasn't calling you Barbie.
No, I know.
I was just talking to Barbie in the ether.
No, I know.
Barbie on ether.
I just... Because the only ether reference I really have is, isn't it Michael Caine's character from...
Cider House Rules.
Yes. Yeah.
You princes of New England.
Yeah, and so it was Barbie saying it. Good night, you princes of New England.
And then dying from an accidental overdose?
Yes.
All right, reasonable. Today's episode is Louis the Lilac, starring the inimitable Milton Berle as Louis the Lilac. He was not the most memorable of villains.
No. Nope.
When we begin, he is...
Ben, what was he trying to do?
He states it actually quite clearly. He is trying to control the minds of the Flower Children because the Flower Children are the future leaders of America.
Right. Okay, he hadn't thought this through enough, though, because this lilac juice he's using only works for a very short time.
Also, it wasn't clear that it was lilac spray until well into the episode when he states it unequivocally, because I kept trying to figure out how does this work.
Because I kept going, is he trying to corner the market on flowers? Has he cornered the market on flowers?
Well, that's actually where the episode begins, because... We find out that the Flower Children are having a flower inn in
Gotham.
It's
like a love-in, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And there are no flowers, and that is because Gotham City is out of flowers. Louis the Lilac has cornered the market on flowers, according to Commissioner Gordon, but mostly lilacs.
Yeah. By flowers, they mean pretty much just lilacs, though.
Yes. And
all lilac-related things.
The queen of the Flower Children in Gotham is Princess Primrose, who is alias Thelma Jones. Also alias Thelma Jones. That's the name of my detective show. Princess...
Is it a mashup of Alias and Scooby-Doo?
Alias and Jessica Jones.
And Jessica Jones? But
yes.
What about Thelma? Velma. Damn it!
It's after she ditches Louise.
All right, that works. I actually have never seen that movie.
Neither have I.
Oh.
Although I know they drive off a cliff at the end.
Whoa, spoilers. Do they kill Brad Pitt in that movie?
Sure.
I don't know.
They put his head in a box and send it to Gwyneth Paltrow. Yes. And we've come full circle. Good night, podcast over.
I know, I'm like, good night, everybody. Watch it if you really feel like torturing yourself. It actually wasn't that bad. It just wasn't that interesting of an episode.
No, it wasn't great. But this, honestly, this is an episode where I felt like they lost out by not having it be a two-parter.
Yeah.
Because things just happen in here, and there's no chance for it to breathe, and there's no...
I feel like they gave up halfway.
Yeah. So clearly, flowers are drugs in this episode because all the Flower Children are bummed out that there's no flowers at this flower inn. And he comes out with his car passing out free flowers and they all freak out for it. Like he's
handing
out
joints. But then
they're
plastic flowers and they don't like them.
Okay, here's my thing.
And so were they expecting marijuana and they were handed nicotine?
Something like that. But I want to know, here's what I thought. So the lead dude flower power guy, the lead dude hippie.
Dogwood.
He kept calling them plastic flowers. I don't know if he meant they were literally plastic or they were plastic as in bourgeois.
They were literally plastic.
Yes, I know that the prop flowers were literally plastic. I don't know if they were supposed to be plastic.
I'm
going to
stop you right here. You're thinking too much. Oh, you don't listen to Last Podcast on the Left, do you?
I do not.
So it's a thing that they say with cult leaders a lot. It's like, right now you're thinking about it. I need you to, don't think about it. Don't think about it. Right now you're thinking about it. I need you to not think about it.
Gotcha.
So I wanted to tell you that.
Fair
right
enough.
Now you're thinking about it. Fair enough. You do not think about it.
So Louis the Lilac pulls up with his plastic flowers.
And his flower mobile, which is just a gangster car, which I'm pretty sure we saw at the, it's not Ma Kettle. What's her name?
I don't remember.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But with a little bit of spray painted purple
yeah.
wiggle lines and some flower decals.
Yeah, as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought it at the police auction when they arrested her. And
Yeah.
He passes out his flowers. He then uses his lapel lilac to control Princess Primrose and brainwash her into the car so she leaves with him. After Barbara has walked by and said hello to Thelma and they've reconnected, Barbara then watches her get mind controlled and kidnapped. And goes to her father, Commissioner Gordon, and says, my friend just got kidnapped, and he and Chief O'Hara say hippies don't matter.
Yep.
They do not care. And so why do they leave again? They leave her in the office. Don't remember why. They leave her
important
in the
important police business, I'm sure.
Yes. They leave her in the office, and she actually picks up the bat phone and calls. And while she's talking with Alfred, because Batman and Robin are doing something in the background, Alfred explains what's going on, and Batman takes the phone and explains that he and Robin were putting a flower decal on the Batmobile because they're going to go make an appearance at the Lovin', or the Flower
they're
Inn.
They're, like, featured guests of the Lovin', or Flower Inn.
Yeah, they're the flower children of honor.
Yeah.
And we cut to Louis the Lilac in his flower shop. And he's putting Princess Primrose in his human hothouse to keep her at bay while he gets prepared to have her control the flower children, which will then let him control the future leaders of America. This is not a good plan.
No. Also, a human hothouse is called a spa or a sauna. Or a, what's the other one? Steam room.
Steam room. For a nice schvitz.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we find out, and my note is squirting flour with an exclamation mark. This is where we find out how his flour
It would have been so much better if it was a squirting flour.
Yes. Instead, it doesn't actually squirt. It sprays a micro mist or something like that.
He wiggles his lapel at people.
Yes. And it makes a little wink noise, and then and then there's a little bit of a spray sound, but not much.
Mm.
But the spray wears off on Princess Primrose, and she says that Barbara Gordon's going to tell her dad, the police commissioner.
And this, she was like name dropping though. She wasn't like, "Hey, my friend Barbara saw the whole thing."
Yeah,
and
she said, "My friend Barbara." Daughter of Police Commissioner Gordon.
Name drop.
Yes.
And she works at the library.
Yep. And this is where we find out that Louis says that this is our chance. Batman and Robin are usually parked in an alley next to police headquarters. No, they're not.
No, they're parked in front of police headquarters.
Yeah, that stock footage shows them parking in front of police headquarters every damn time.
Yep. That lady with the white gloves always turns around and looks.
Yep.
Every gosh darn day.
We cut back to the Flower Inn, where Dogwood is rallying his friends because Princess Primrose has been kidnapped.
Yep.
And they're going to go protest at the police headquarters. And they are going to have, and I wrote this down because this was the one thing in the episode that I truly, truly loved. They're going to have a rumble down at Fuzztown.
I like rumble down at Fuzztown. I think all police stations should be called Fuzztown now.
Oh, yeah. Won't you take me to Fuzztown? Ooh, sounds dirty that way, doesn't it?
No, it just doesn't have the right amount of syllables.
Yeah. Sorry. But we can sell tickets to the Rumble Down at Fuzztown.
Ooh. Are you ready to rumble?
I think Rumble Down at Fuzztown is going to be my kid's book.
Yeah, it should be. It, like, tells you how to deal with bullying.
Yeah. And presidents. So the Flower Children... Oh, we are in Commissioner Gordon's office. And Batman and Robin are talking to Commissioner Gordon and Chief O'Hara.
And they said, Barbara shouldn't have called you.
Yeah, Barbara shouldn't have called you. Women are the worst.
Yeah.
And they... Commissioner Gordon gets a call from, I guess, Bonnie, that there's a group of Flower Children outside to protest, and he's about to let them in, and Batman says, no, don't let them in, we'll be mobbed. And this is where Robin states, the Flower Children think we're cool, man, like we turned them on.
Who really turned them on?
Really turned them on?
I think so.
Well,
I don't know, I was bummed out.
It really harshed my buzz.
It really did harsh my mellow.
I don't think there are two bigger squares than Batman and Robin.
I mean, maybe us.
Since we just said bigger squares. So Batman and Robin, they go out the back way, out the window, into the alley where they always park their car.
So often.
So always. So the always. Most always. The most. In fact, we've had 101 episodes. This is the first time we've seen them park their car there.
Yeah.
But they always do it in this episode.
Oh, every time.
Every time this episode happens, they always park their car there.
100% of the time.
And there is a lilac-colored business card in there for Lila's Lilac Shop?
I don't know.
But they go to visit Lila.
Is that a flower?
No, but it's Lila... Lilac. Louie the Lilac, Lila the Lilac, Lily the Lilac, Larry the Lilac, Lonnie the Lilac.
I have the henchmen names. They're other flowers.
Yes.
And then Dogwood.
Yes. But Dogwood's a good guy. Sort of?
I don't know that speech he gave.
But they go to Lila's shop... And Lila's really interested in Batman taking a look at her petals.
Yeah. Okay. Was she attractive or no?
She was cougary. I don't think she was bad looking.
I just couldn't tell if she was attractive or not.
Let's say yes and be generous.
Okay.
But she was definitely on the fence. But the whole thing about this is that Louie is going to get Lila to use a poisonous lilac smell.
No, poisonous lilac.
Poisonous lilac to, I guess, kill them, but it ends up only knocking Robin out, because that's how those things work.
No, well, because it's old. The ones that they have are old.
They
did justify it.
Okay. This one. So she goes to the back, and then she comes out with these lilacs and throws them on the floor.
I'm so clumsy. Can we talk about the bead curtain?
I didn't notice the bead curtain.
The big flower bead curtain?
Nope, didn't notice it.
Ben, it was amazing.
Okay.
Okay.
You gonna get one for your adult film section?
Yes, but like it has to be a giant adult film section to justify a curtain that large. It was like if we put a curtain across this opening right here. Podcast listeners.
Yes. All right. Close your eyes. Imagine an opening. Now imagine that it's larger than your average opening. Now put a curtain in front of it.
It really sounds like you're talking about Fuzztown right now.
Oh, we'll go to Fuzztown.
Now I've got Won't You Take Me Too. Fuzztown, and it doesn't work, and it makes me angry.
Pretty good, sure as you're born. So, Holly's favorite thing in the world is ruining songs for other people.
It's not my favorite thing in the world. I also like nachos.
Nachos and ruining songs.
Yeah. Top two.
But Lila throws the flowers down on the ground, and Robin, because he's a square, offers to pick them up. And Batman goes, no, those could be poisonous. Word I made up. And...
flowers.
Yes. I just made up the word.
And he puts flowers. He puts like a weird little tiny scuba tank on his nose.
No, did he? Oh, I didn't notice that.
He put a tiny scuba tank.
What I did notice is that Robin falls in such a way. Yes?
We missed where the commission says nutty nosegays. Sorry, I just needed you to know.
Nutty nosegays?
Yeah, because the hippies are coming in.
Right. But when Robin falls on the ground, I think very, 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 very intentionally, he flips his cape so that the entire shot is just Robin butt.
I missed it.
Oh, yeah. Like, the cape flips over his tush, and it's just a close-up of Robin tush.
Do you know what I was looking at?
What were you looking at?
The flowers. I'm like, those are just spray-painted black.
Oh. Holly, you're looking at the wrong thing.
I know. Well, it wasn't Lady Butt.
And it might have been, maybe it was Molly.
Aww.
I got
her.
It.
But she died.
Molly.
She died.
Put Robin in a Molly costume and then threw her into the atomic pile. And Molly's been the mastermind this whole time because she's been parading around as Robin.
I think this is something we can get behind.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Because it also means that Molly's still around and we loved her.
Yeah.
So we're in Barbara Gordon's apartment. And Barbara Gordon is saying
to... When does Batman make his plant pun? It might be a plant.
Oh, that was at the in reference to the business card that was put in the Batmobile.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I just wrote down plant puns. Okay. Barbara Gordon's
apartment. We're in Barbara Gordon's apartment, and she's talking with Charlie, your favorite character.
Ugh. Do not care for that bird.
And saying to the bird, I think somebody followed me home.
Okay, and straight out of, like, a reenactment of a... true crime show.
And the best part about it, right, is she's like, I wonder if he's on the terrace. And she doesn't shut and lock her window.
Or look at the window because you can see him through the curtain.
Yes. And so Louis the Lilac's henchman comes in and starts threatening her.
Uh-huh.
And she says, I'm going to call the police. Let me slowly walk over to my phone. And then he pulls the cord on the phone.
He says, you ain't calling no one, sweetheart.
My note here is, you're alone. Beat him up. It's her, the bird, and the thug. She's Batgirl. She could just beat him up. And be done with it.
I don't think that's going to work, Ben.
Okay, explain to me why I'm wrong.
Because Batgirl beats people up.
Yes.
And Barbara Gordon is a librarian.
Librarians can take self-defense classes. She could just chalk it up to that.
The commish's daughter doesn't take a self-defense class.
Really? Because wouldn't you think the police commissioners...
I think so, too. But you've watched this show.
I'm going to placate you.
No, you are not wrong. I would do the same thing if I were the commish. But why do you get so mad when I say commish?
Because you're not Michael Chiklis.
I know. It's the look. It's your eyebrows, like, either will go up whenever I say it or furrow. It's great. I like to guess which one it's going to be before I say it. But you see how he is? Women are the worst, and they need to be protected. And they're not going to protect themselves, Ben.
Wouldn't it be easier if women protected themselves?
Like they could.
That's a good point.
They're just going to get themselves hurt.
They are weak and useless.
They are the worst.
So while Barbara is being accosted by a henchman.
Probably a Brutus.
A Brutus?
Yeah. Arbutus. I wrote them down, and then I looked up what the real flower was called.
And
it looks like somebody had, like, just a list of flowers, and they picked some A ones, and then azalea, and then petunia. Like, it went like, oh, Azalea, Petunia. Okay, what other... We need some more flower names. Someone grab a list of flowers. Encyclopedia, list of flowers. Okay, Acacia Arbutus. I'm not a flower person.
Meanwhile, Batman and Robin are in the human hothouse. Mm-hmm. And they are wrapped up...
by green mittens.
The bougainvillea of doom. They are...
Mittens.
Mittens with kittens?
No.
Flower mittens?
Flower mittens.
And they are being accosted by flower mittens, which are man-eating lilacs.
It's like the precursor to Helping Hands.
And these man-eating lilacs are going to devour them slowly.
Yep.
Robin says they're being very gentle. I haven't felt a bite yet. And Batman explains that they consume them with their vines. They don't bite. And that he can't use his belt because they've already consumed the utility belt.
Someone lost it. Because he's not wearing it the whole episode.
They wouldn't be able to consume the utility belt first. It's artificial materials. Flesh would be much easier to consume than the utility belt.
Agreed.
So that doesn't make any sense. And while Batman and Robin are helpless, utterly, utterly helpless, and being consumed by lilacs that are actually mittens, mm-hmm. Batgirl... Oh,
plant mittens.
We cut back to the thug in Barbara Gordon's apartment. Barbara Gordon has somehow gotten herself into the bedroom...
And she's Batgirl, and then she's back in the bedroom. We didn't mention that.
Yeah, well, no, she's in the bedroom, and the thug is yelling at her, it doesn't take that long to powder your nose. Because apparently, this thug, when he kidnaps people, gives them a chance to put their makeup on, which is gracious.
It's very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know how women get when they don't get a chance to wear their makeup.
Well, they're just the worst anyway, so.
And
make it any worse than it has to be.
Batgirl appears and threatens the thug. As she's threatening the thug...
He says he'll leave.
He says he'll leave. And then he tries to go out the front door. And Commissioner Gordon and Chief O'Hara are on their way in. So he goes to leave through the balcony. She goes to leave through the balcony. She goes off the balcony. And changes back into Barbara Gordon clothes. Lightning quick.
Yeah.
Comes out. And Commissioner Gordon says, did I see Batgirl? And he goes, no, you must have seen the thug.
Yeah.
And then he explains that he tried to call, but there was no answer. And she explains that the thug pulled the cord out of the phone. Mm-hmm. He says he's going to put police on her to watch her.
Who did they tell to go do that?
Potatoes O'Connor was there.
Potatoes O'Connor!
And...
so excited.
He then says, oh, I didn't call to check up on you. I just wanted to ask you out to dinner. And she goes, okay, we can go to dinner. He goes off. And then Alfred comes in from the balcony. How many people were standing on the balcony this entire time?
I don't know. A lot. Well, three.
Well, three is a lot.
It's not a very big balcony.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm fairly certain that's normally part of her living room.
And so Alfred explains, hey, nobody's heard from Batman. And it looks like the last place he was going was Lila's Lilac Shop.
Yep. And the Batmobile's at a hothouse.
And since we are the only two people who know everybody's secret, I came to talk to you. Meanwhile, while Batman and Robin are being eaten by mittens. Mm-hmm. Louis the Lion.
Which made me think of a kitten. They're just getting licked to death by this meow. Scratchy tongue.
Meow.
Mittens.
Mittens, the kitten of death.
And he does a little knead and dough
thing. Yeah. Meow.
No.
Because I hate you.
I like that movie.
And was that Dogs and Cats? No. Dogs and Cats was the romantic comedy.
No, that's The Truth About Cats and Dogs.
Oh, that's the one. Okay.
This is Cats and Dogs.
Cats and Dogs. Got it.
Dogs and Cats.
Boots and Cats and Boots and Cats and Boots and Cats. Boots and Cats. They, so, mittens. Mittens. They're being eaten by mittens.
Sorry. I got us on a cat tangent.
And they... Wow, I don't care about this episode. They... Oh, Louis the Lilac is taking Princess Primrose back to the Flower Inn.
Yep.
So she can use her influence over the Flower Children to control them so that he can eventually control the country by being an influencer of the leaders of America. Have we mentioned this is a really bad plan?
Yes.
And aside from the mind control and the murder, not particularly illegal, they... Aside from that, Mrs. Lincoln.
It's just attempted murder.
That's true. That's true. So it's not actual murder.
We were only trying to drown her.
Louis the Lilac brings Princess Primrose and she starts talking up how great he is. But then the spray wears off mid-sentence.
No, she skipped. She was like...
Yeah, she started repeating herself.
Like she was doing the remix.
She went full Milli Vanilli.
Girl, you know it. Girl, you know it.
And...
What?
Oh, who remembers Milli Vanilli?
Obviously us.
Well, yeah, because we're awesome.
Scott remembers Milli Vanilli.
Milli...
Ben, I'm...
That's a good podcast right there.
I'm very tired.
And... The Flower Children revolt...
Your lilac spray is wearing off. That's why.
Yes, clearly.
Revolt.
We cut back to Batman and Robin, and Batman explains that he's gotten 1 foot free, and there's a pot, and he can just kick the pot through the glass window. And then we don't
understand anything else. There was a lot of cuts in this episode, yeah? Yeah.
They cut away. And Louis and Lila are outside the human hothouse where Batman and Robin are being eaten by mittens.
Mm.
And we see the flower pot go through the door, or through the glass window in the door. And Batman and Robin burst through the door. And then Batman explains that one blast of cold air will kill the vines.
So every time the door was opened.
Every time that door opened. How... We had no way of knowing that.
No, because of reasons.
The last thing we heard was, if I can kick this flower pot through the glass window, and then nothing.
Yeah.
But Batman and Robin escape.
Escape.
And we have our onomatopoeia fight.
Kapow, whack, pow, whap. Clunk, suck, bam.
And... Rather than saving them, which I expected her to do, Batgirl just sort of shows up in the middle of the fight and starts fighting. While the fight is going on, Batman and Batgirl have a good minute-long chat where, again, in one of those moments where they say, we only have a moment or we don't have time for this,
mm-hmm.
they talk for way longer than they should if they don't have time for this.
Mm-hmm.
Batgirl pulls out a can of spray, and it is... Instant mildew spray.
Yep. Like everybody has cans of all the time.
Yeah, and Louis says, no, don't use that. And she sprays Louis with it. And he falls over like he's melting.
Yeah, because he's part lilac.
I don't think that was a thing.
His suit changed color.
Yeah, I don't... Anyway, he's wilting and mildewing and molding.
And I said, this is how...
Yes, and Holly says, this is how Two-Face is made, which would have been cool. Like, that would have been...
That would have been
awesome. But, so the powdered mildew incapacitates Louis, and she says, you're mildewed. And he goes, yes, but inside I'm still Louis the Lilac. And rather than let himself get caught, he goes and runs into the mitten room and tries to get himself eaten by the vines, where Batman just goes... Yeah, those vines are all kind of asleep because it's cold in there now.
Also, wouldn't he disinfect them with his mildew?
Yes.
So, it's not... He's full of not great plans.
No, he's not. He's not amazing.
No.
I wrote down groovy. Why did Batman say groovy?
Robin said that he... If he told the flower children that everything was okay...
They would mob him.
They would mob him. And he said, groovy. And, like, Robin waggles eyebrows and walks away.
That's right. Yes. And then we... Then Batgirl has disappeared again.
Casually walked away.
100%. This time, there's no question. She just walked out the door. But we cut to her on her motorcycle, and they play the Batgirl theme. And there's all of the green screen.
And a fan blowing her.
And a fan blowing the cape, so she's driving.
I liked it. There's a lot of frilly lace on her bat cycle. I dig it.
And we cut to Batman and Robin in a dark greenhouse, in a dark lilac warehouse, whatever. And flower shop, that's the word I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And they get ready to leave, and they look out the front door, and there is a squadron of Cossacks on horses coming past, and we see that they are led by a woman in red and Egghead.
Yay! He's on a donkey.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't notice. So Egghead's riding a donkey. So our next episode is going to be, I guess her name is Olga, because they say so, and Egghead.
Yay!
And that's going to be episode 102. If you are enjoying the podcast, which we still are, even though we don't do it as often as we'd like,
mm-hmm.
If you're enjoying the podcast, you can contact us at batmania66mail@gmail.com. You can go ahead and leave us a review on iTunes or Podomatic.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at batmania66. And you can email Holly directly at julietamor@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, we will see you all same bat time, same bat channel.